Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. This is the Hagman Report for today. It's Friday the 13th, August 13th, 2021. A couple of things to get into in this abbreviated edition. Been working in the field today, going to be continuing this evening and throughout the weekend. It's just an incredible things that are taking place, working with Russ Dizdar and his team, some members of Craig Sawyer's team as well, battling some child sex trafficking in this area, investigating and just going moving forward with that. So I want to thank Russ. I want to thank Craig. I want to thank everyone who's allowed me to participate in that. So that's what we're doing here. We're actually putting your financial support to work, bringing in assets of different kinds in order to protect and hopefully prosecute the people involved in that. All right, my guest is Austin Brower. This, again, this abbreviated edition, this is the Hagman Report for today. Austin's going to be with me for this entire hour, and he's fired up, I'm fired up. Folks, before bringing Austin on, I just want to show you this. Philadelphia, I mean, how nuts do you have to be? All right, if one mask doesn't work, maybe two will work, even if you get the jab, right? So let me get this straight. Masks don't work, so you have to have the jab. The jab doesn't work, so you have to have lockdowns. The lockdowns don't work, so you have to have two masks, the lockdowns and the jab, right? Check this out from the mayor of Philadelphia. I'm ashamed that Philadelphia is part of the state in which I live. I mean, you cannot get any more bizarre than this. Check this out, folks. Oh, sorry. Eric's saying, wait a minute. I wasn't ready for that. You went off script. Oh, all right. In the meantime, too, what's that? Okay, so are we ready or no? Okay, check this out.
With Stephanie Stahl and Matt Petrillo. Stephanie, let's begin with you. I know you have more details on the new restrictions, and you're ready to answer the question on the minds of many, that being, why now?
Well, city officials say it's simple. It's about numbers and science. COVID cases are going up, prompting the need for these new restrictions.
We know we need to take some stronger steps to protect our residents.
Mayor Kenney announcing new COVID restrictions for Philadelphia to combat cases that have doubled three times in a month.
Things don't look great right now, especially in light of what we're seeing in other states.
The city will now require masks indoors at all locations unless vaccinations are required for everyone. Masks will also be required at all outdoor unseated gatherings of more than 1,000 people. For indoor dining, masks will be mandated unless the restaurant requires proof of vaccination for patrons and staff. There are no changes for outdoor dining, which can continue unrestricted.
I'm upset.
The mayor expressed frustration that the new mandates are needed because about 30% of the city has not been vaccinated.
This amazes me that this is the most simple thing to do to keep yourself safe and your family safe and your community safe, and people still refuse to do it.
Starting September 1st, all city employees will be required to be fully vaccinated if they work inside or be double masked.
Getting vaccinated isn't just a personal decision. It's a decision that affects all of us.
City officials say the new restrictions are medically necessary but measured to not further impact the economy. Most city unions are expressing support.
A mandate will help in stopping this disease.
But the Firefighters and Paramedics Union is opposed to the new restrictions.
We're not going to sit there and tolerate anybody jamming anything down our throats.
If somebody wants to sue us for trying to keep them alive, then we'll see what the judge has to say.
Yeah, let's see what the judge... Okay, meanwhile... meanwhile, H.R. 4980... See this vein right here? Okay, that's going to pop. 4980 to House Resolution 4980 to direct the Secretary of Homeland Security to ensure that any individual traveling on a flight that departs from or arrives to an airport inside the United States or territory of the United States is fully vaccinated against COVID-19 and for other purposes. Gee, I wonder what "and for other purposes" means, right? Okay, so here's the outlook, and I'm going to turn it over to Austin because I'm going to leave and just go to the range. And I'm not talking about the golfing range. I'm talking about a different kind of range. Here's what we're looking at. In a matter of, really, I believe, weeks, maybe months, we're looking at additional lockdowns, which means tyrannical imprisonment at home. You're looking at checkpoints, interstate travel, not just by plane but by vehicles. You're looking at, thus, food disruptions, supply disruptions. Also, you're looking at shutting down schools and or having Biden issue some sort of emergency declaration that'll require schools to have children jabbed or wear masks or both. Okay, this is all in the works. And the last thing I'm going to say, this is all leading us to a second civil war, neighbor v. neighbor, brother, family member against family member. This is not going to be on the battlefield. This is going to be in your neighborhood. This is going to be on your street corners. This is going to be in your schools. This is going to be in your supermarkets. This is going to be everywhere you go. And I'm telling you right now, none of this is good, but this has all been planned. Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. The only good thing out of this is really Austin Brower. And the only good thing out of this is really Health Masters. Because right now, and I mean this, tonight, I am making this huge order from Health Masters. Because I need to stock up on this. Ultimate Multiple, vitamins C and B, B12, D3, K2. All of this, folks, do yourself a favor tonight, right now. Order your nutritional supplements from Health Masters. I can tell you right now, probably 10%, maybe 1%. I don't know how of you out there have ordered. Do it now. Stock up, because you know what? If not by supply disruption, but by federal obscure mandate, you will not be able to be getting these products for much longer. I believe that. So do it now. Healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. Again, healthmasters.com. Healthmasters.com. And while you're there, listen to Ted and Austin Brower Show on the right. Click that button on the right there and listen to them on the Global Star Radio Network, of which we are a part. Austin Brower, thank you so much for being patient. It's to you, sir.
Absolutely. A pleasure being on the show as always, Doug. And yeah, what's going on in Philadelphia, I think this is going to start being a trend that you're going to start seeing countrywide again. We already know that this injection just takes the dangerous side effect topic. We won't even go into that right now. But let's go into the aspect of efficacy. Does it actually work? Well, we saw in the Cape Cod incident where they had a big outbreak out there, allegedly 74% of the individuals were fully vaccinated. You had the Carnival cruise ship on August 8th, fully vaccinated crew and patrons that were on the entire boat. Now there's basically multiple people, and they're having to quarantine the boat, multiple people testing positive. You had the same thing happen in Israel. Dr. Kobi Haviv, Channel 13 on Israel, said 95% of serious ill patients are vaccinated. Fully vaccinated people are accounting for 85 to 90% of the hospitalizations. Okay, so we obviously have an issue here that the shot is being really lied to about it. That's very clear. But we have another issue where it's not just about the COVID anymore, and it's becoming more and more about control. And it's exactly what you said. The one unbelievably moronic doctor, the health expert that CNN likes to put on, only reason I bring her up is because she goes to a whole nother level of lunacy, but it also tells everybody what they're planning on doing. And my opinion is, do you want to comply with it? I talked about it on our show this morning. I said, how about the answer is no? She got on CNN and she said that all children in schools need to be wearing N95 masks if the children are able to tolerate it, and they should be having weekly testing of all unvaccinated children. N95 masks on 5 and 6-year-olds, Doug. N95s that are already, they tell you not to wear them long term because they can cause oxygen deprivation. They're unbelievably restrictive. You're telling kids that they need to wear these now all across the country because it's somehow going to stop something like a respiratory virus that we deal with every year. But there's something else in the works right now, and I talked to you about this before the show. the individual, Andy Slavitt, who's basically one of Joe Biden's crony COVID czars. He basically comes around all the time and likes to basically run his mouth about how we need to do this and we need to follow orders. And he had a tweet that came out 2 days ago, and they were discussing in response about the fake vaccine cards that the two individuals got busted with in Hawaii. And he stated here, he said, if people who go out and buy fake vaccine cards get COVID, do they expect us to put them on a real ventilator? Well, the individual basically responded back to him. He said, well, we need a way to track vaccination that isn't on a little handwritten paper card, something that's very hard to falsify. You have ideas, contacts, and resources. Make it happen, Andy. Obviously, what he's referring to is a digital passport. And then Andy Slavitt responds and says, hold on for 3.5 weeks and you will see, ... Now, this was on August 11th, which means it shows me by September 1st or around that time, we're about to see something very, very big happen in this country with the bill that you just talked about trying to mandate this injection for anybody that wants to fly. We are now seeing this infrastructure bill being ramrodded through. I think they're voting on it. They're trying to like solidify it and make it go all the way through, even though we've had, 17 or 18 Republicans, basically vote on it. And we're seeing now, I was looking at more information on it. Not only is it going to criminalize science denial, it's also going to have a gender identity federal law into it. Now, the science denial, when I started looking that up, there's no specific topics about saying, hey, this is wrong or this is right. What it pretty much is going to do is it's going to give the federal government to prosecute you or I if we question or say something about the current narrative that's going on. That's what it's going to do. And they're going to say, you got on a national talk show and you told everybody that the vaccine is ineffective based on the research that you have found, but that is science denying. You are denying science and you are now going to be arrested for that. This is a complete and total burning of the First Amendment, what they're trying to do with this infrastructure bill. On top of that, I've gone into detail on the fact that they want to have breathalyzers and cameras inside the vehicle. And they're going to monitor your face, monitor your eyes, monitor everything you do to see if you're distracted, if you're on your phone, or if you're drunk while you're driving. This, that's the main thing as well. That goes into effect 2025. And then you have the mile tax, where they're going to start taxing everybody based on how many miles they go. So, yes, I highly encourage everybody right now to go and make sure you're prepped for a lot of things that are going on. I mean that sincerely. Whatever you need, do inventory count, whether you need to get a little bit more ammo, whether you need to get a little bit more food, whether you need to make sure you have some backup water systems, whether you need some supplements. There's no doubt about it. There's a virus running through the country. We do know for a fact that this thing now was engineered in the Wuhan lab as a bioweapon. The whole bat story is complete and total bogus. We found that out. We also know that Fauci funded basically the Wuhan lab. We also know now that a lot of people are getting sick again from this alleged Delta variant. But the difference is, there's something going on with this vaccination push because it's not working to stop anything. My good friend workout partner, both of his grandparents got the shot. He warned them about it. They got the shot. They had mild side effects from it, but they bounced back. Now, all of a sudden, they just went to the hospital yesterday because both of them have tested positive for COVID a month and a half after they've gotten the last shot now. So there's obviously no reason whatsoever to get this injection because it clearly doesn't work. Side effects aside, we'll get into that. But there's something else happening in the backstory that they're getting everybody, trying to get everything to put into place. We know now there's been massive shortages in grain. I follow the markets all the time. So you guys have seen that. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, basically the WASDE report released yesterday pointed to a decline in grain supplies that sent grain futures through the roof. They said world inventories for wheat has also now been reported as a 5-year low. Grain and oilseed futures soared to a near decade high. A mega drought and back-to-back heat waves, they said, have plagued the Corn Belt in the U.S. West for much of the summer, and they're expecting speculators to go way up and keep pushing the prices up. I actually just got contacted at the beginning of this week and was notified by my rep that we get the pallets of the organic food buckets from. And he blatantly told me, he said, we're having a price increase. I said, dude, don't hit me with a price increase again. You already gave me one last year in December. And I said, I didn't raise my prices on anything. He said, dude, I can't do it. I mean, the prices are going up. He said, all material costs are going up. All of our raw ingredients in this food are going up. And I said, geez. I said, well, I'm still going to hold my price firm. I'll eat the cost right now for everything until it becomes so exorbitant I can't afford to do it. I have to have a price increase. He said, well, do what you got to do. And so I've been telling everybody the inflation aspect of what we've seen with this massive, massive money, you know, helicopter money spending spree that's gone on now for over an entire year, almost a year and a half. It's having side effects. You know, the money supply, when you start inflating the M1 money supply and you start having the velocity of money go up, it's not something that just occurs overnight. It has a slow ripple effect. The same thing with food. Food futures go up. The bag of rice on, you know, the shelf at Publix isn't going up the next day. It has a numerous month delay that follows it. And that's what we're going to start seeing here over the next couple months going into the fall, in my opinion, going into the wintertime. But right now, it is important. I've seen a lot of parents going to school boards and just absolutely raising hell. They need to do the same thing we did, getting very, very assertive and aggressive about what's going on. They're coming after the kids. They're going to do everything they can to terrorize, brainwash, and basically make this younger generation submit. That's what a huge portion of this is about. You know, there was a giant lie they had, and what was the report over in Texas, where they said that the pediatric hospitals have like 9,000 children in it in the last month alone. And then they had to come out and retract it. And actually, there had been 750 kids in this pediatric hospital with COVID over the last 7 months since January. They did the same thing down here in Florida. I was talking to somebody about it the other day because they said, well, everybody's like dying in Florida. And I said, everybody's dying in Florida. I said, a ton of people are getting sick. I said, I know a ton of people that have COVID are sick. I said, but here's the difference. I said, majority of people are learning now to prep before. As soon as you start feeling bad, that's when you start hammering mega dosing, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 milligrams of vitamin C. You start ramping up the D3 to 50,000 IUs. You start running 40-60 milligrams of zinc. You start running the N-acetylcysteine. You catch it before the curve. And what's happened is now certain people, and I've had a lot of people contact me. Dad just had a conversation with an old friend that doesn't really talk to him anymore. And he just got out of the hospital. He'd been in the hospital for 6 days, still feels like crap. He calls up Ted and goes, what do I need to do, man? I got to start feeling better. And Ted goes, well, first off, you haven't talked to me in 10 years. Secondly, why haven't you contacted me weeks ago when you started feeling bad? Why are you waiting till you're finally out of the hospital and you still are having a hard time recovering to call me up and ask me what I need to do to help you? And it was kind of an interesting exchange. And I've had this conversation with a lot of people and a lot of families where they come in and they basically want to wait until the last second and say, okay, what should we do? We know everybody around you that's gotten sick, they keep recovering. I said, well, yeah, I know. Because the protocol, it works. The body's got an incredibly effective immune system, regardless of what bioweapons they throw at us. But you have to give your body the raw ingredients. Now, on the other hand, is it wise to use, you know, good discernment as far as going out and doing stuff and going to huge events? Yeah, absolutely. Like I'm going to a giant concert right now would not be something that I would recommend doing. It's not wise. If you want to do it, go do it. I don't think they should be restricted. No, by no means do I think the government should be involved in this anymore. But we already knew this was going to happen. You and I called this out 6 months ago. I said, this isn't going to stop until we make it stop. You can't vaccinate your way out of a respiratory virus. It doesn't work. They tried it numerous times. That's why the flu shot's so ineffective. But what you can do is you can use it as an excuse to go in and lock and restrict and control an entire populace. Point proven example and what we just saw over in San Francisco now. San Francisco has now said bars, restaurants, stadiums, sporting events, gyms, pretty much you name it. You have to mandatorily show them your vaccine ID to get in now. And if a business does not do it, they're going to send a re-education team out there to tell them why they're going to do it and then start finding them if they have not mandated shots for every single employee and customer that comes into the store. So when I saw the thing with Andy making the comment about 3.5 weeks, there's something in the works right now. There's something really, really big happening. And it's not going to be good. And it is going to be our duty as American patriots to absolutely stand our ground with this, with what's going on. Okay. The parents that attend school board, it's crucial right now, Doug.
Yeah, let me just get this straight, because in San Francisco, I know a bozo that lives there, but that aside. So let me get this straight. You can defecate on the streets with impunity. Yeah. You can use heroin and toss the needle on the street or you know, use heroin openly. You can use drugs openly in San Francisco. You can shoplift, with impunity and engage in all kinds of misdemeanor crimes without having to worry about being chased by or hunted down by the police. But you can't go into a retail establishment or a gym or a bar or a restaurant without having some sort of verification of being, getting the claw shot, right?
That's exactly right. And here's why you know this whole thing is being orchestrated to further push the tyrannical agenda. The border is wide open right now. They're not even holding individuals. They're letting them ride in. Retired Homeland Security Border Patrol blew the spotlight on this the other day. And here's why you know when they defer the question and they completely obfuscate the truth, you know that they're up to something. Representative Cindy Axon, she's basically a congressional Democrat from Iowa. She did a talk. It was called Let's Talk Guthrie County podcast. And the host asked her, she said, Customs and Border Protection has apprehended more than 176,000 migrants just in the month of July. More than 2,000 basically every single day are basically being released. So I'd just like to get your thoughts on the border situation and ensuring these migrants aren't coming over here with COVID and infecting U.S. citizens. The congresswoman replied and said, that's not even a reality. We all know the coronavirus can't travel 1,300 miles to Iowa, and mentioned that it's because folks are literally being detained at the border. She even blamed Americans who are not wearing masks and not getting the shot for causing the spread. She said it's disingenuous for anyone to say that people are coming to the country and spreading COVID. What?
Wait. Tell me again who this was.
This was Cindy Axne. AXNE. She's a congressional Democrat from Iowa. When I read this, my head almost popped. I said, when can we read this? She said, and I quote, it's disingenuous for anyone to say that people are coming into this country and spreading COVID. So apparently now COVID is only a thing that's affecting the United States. The rest of the world is gone. It's gone. And they eradicated the virus. The Chinese Communist Party flu has been eradicated the rest of the world. Only the United States has it now. It's pretty much what she's getting at. And that's exactly what I was alluding to a minute ago when I said, this is how you know this whole thing is a complete and total sham, because they're not locking the border down. They're not restricting migration illegal into the country. They basically open the border up and said it's a free for all. Do whatever you want. And that's the end of it. Don't ask questions. Don't question me. You do as I say. Rules for thee and not for me. Anything that I say, you have to do. This is what they're starting to get ready to do. And then I saw something, Doug, and it just got me boiled earlier. The CDC director has now come out and stated that all pregnant females, well, she said pregnant people, because you can't say pregnant female, because apparently men that have penises can have babies now, because that's totally the new thing. She said pregnant people need to be vaccinated with the COVID injection immediately. The agency said, listen to this. The agency based its analysis on data that the shots are safe for people who are pregnant or plan to be pregnant. The agency said the available safety data found no additional risk to people vaccinated in pregnancy or to their babies. Okay. First off, there is no literal possible way to do a data research on pregnant women and their babies and long-term cognitive effects and mental effects and physical effects from getting a shot that's RNA gene therapy when the shot's only been out for 8 months and you had 2 months of clinical trials. Now, here's why you know this is complete and total lunacy again. I'm going to quote the WHO, the World Health Organization, back in February. The World Health Organization released a new guideline on Monday advising pregnant women avoid taking the COVID-19 injection. They said due to a lack of data on the vaccine's effects on pregnant women and the fetus who are not part of test trials, who argue that there is not enough information on how the vaccine will affect pregnant women, particularly when it comes to potential risk to the women and the fetuses. Who recommends to not use it in pregnancy unless the benefits of vaccinating the pregnant women outweigh the potential vaccine risk? Okay, CDC, so which one is it? The WHO says you shouldn't get it. The CDC says you should get it. Everybody's lying because there is no data, except for the WHO, they are right about that. There is no clinical data to back up this claim that it is safe for pregnant women to be injected with gene therapy. Majority of the women that got pregnant when the vaccine was even available now, a lot of them haven't even had the kid yet. It's only been 8 months. So why all of a sudden are we seeing, after 8 months of this now, this absolute absurdity, you have to get it, you can't go here, San Francisco, Philadelphia, these vaccine cars, you got Andy talking about 3.5 weeks, you got the CDC pushing on pregnant women. Why out of nowhere now are they wanting this thing so bad to be injected into everybody when we know for a fact it does not stop the spread, nor does it stop you from catching the shot? And I think the answer here is, Doug, is there's something coming that they're planning on deploying, whether it's the 5G that's already been in place. There's something that's going to happen with this injection long term they do not want anybody to know about yet. Whether or not people start getting unbelievably ill, whether or not they start spreading more of a virus, whether or not they become a giant frequency antenna because of the graphene oxide in the injection, I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball on this, but it's very evident that this is one of the most aggressive, largest propaganda pieces that we've ever seen in this country right now, to get something injected into your body against your will that has zero long-term research whatsoever. And when they came out and they said to inject pregnant women now immediately, my blood boiled, because pregnant women had always been like sacrosanct in the medical community. You don't start doing experiments on pregnant women. The only time you start doing anything in clinical trials with women, they're like the last thing after 10 years of research. And even at that point, it has to be very, very controlled. Now all of a sudden you're saying, hey, it doesn't matter. Don't worry about that. We've got a shot out for 8 months. We've got plenty of data to show it's safe in pregnant women. What in the world is going on? What do you think, Doug? Because there is something brewing on the horizon right now, and it is not good.
You know, I talk with medical doctors from across the country. I've got three really great medical doctors I speak with, and again, all across the country, and they're seeing the same things. Right now, the vaxxed, again, I'm not going to continue saying this, but it's not a vaccine. But those people that have been vaxxed are dropping like flies. And their words, not mine, especially in nursing homes. In fact, they're taking people in nursing homes out of the COVID wards, if you will, putting them into the general population, the vaxxed, that is. And the people who pass away from blood clots or related maladies from that could be attributed to the clot shot, they're not counting them as adverse reactions or death from the vaccines, okay, the VAERS database, which is just mind-blowing. Then again, then you've got the autopsies done in Europe, a limited number of autopsies done in Europe, finding some pretty amazing findings in those who have received that shot. And here in this area, science right now, in our nation, the science is really so compromised that various, and I've talked to medical examiners based on, because of what I do, medical examiners are being denied or told not to do autopsies on those people who have died in short time period after getting the clot shot or the vaccine. Okay. And they're, that sends up red flags. But to what you said about the 5G, you know, I had Dane Wigington on yesterday, and he was talking about the geoengineering, the aerosol spraying from the air that's been going on since after the Second World War. And now there is a graphene element to what they are spraying based on his research, okay? So I'm thinking, okay, graphene oxide being this protected intellectual property of the vaccines, right? So graphene oxide. And we know that that causes severe cellular damage. And I'm not going to get into the science of it. I'm not really qualified to do so. But having said that, from an investigative standpoint, that there's a problem there. Combine that with the, and people will make fun of this, well, you know, magnetic tests, no, magnets don't stick to the injection site. Okay, well, and Austin, maybe you can help me on this. When you receive a traditional vaccine in the muscle of the arm, where does that vaccine go?
Well, it travels basically into the body.
Okay, but does the... The main, does it kind of stay though in that the I'm trying to.
Oh, no, it is absorbed in the muscle tissue. Yeah, it's basically uptaken into the body. Okay. There's been reports of people being injected with a vaccine and having an injection site be magnetized. This, no, if that's what you're asking. No, I've never seen something where it stays in the injection site like that. It has some type of metallic, some type of magnetic response to it.
Thank
you. Oh, it's that's not true. I'm like, dude, I've personally seen it, and I've seen probably 50 people online do it. And they'll sit there and take the magnet, put on the one shoulder, nothing. Put on the shoulder where they got the injection site, sticks right to it. That didn't happen with one person or two people. It's not some magic trick. And a lot of people have gotten the shot. If they did it, they're like, man, I wish I never got this thing. Like, you, I've seen one video that did it, and the guy's like, man, you got tagged, bro. You're tagged. Now you got the Python coming out. And saying that they have developed through DARPA a implantable chip that is going to notify you if you've been infected with COVID. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
This thing, COVID, has been in the works for years. This was not some crockpot thing they came up with out of nowhere. It said, man, let's do some gene therapy. Let's do some twisting of some stuff here in the Wuhan lab. And let's brew up something and send it out there. And we'll see what happens. This entire thing, in my opinion, has been extremely well planned and coordinated for years and years and years now. They had all of this lined up exactly when they wanted to release it. There's a reason why they did zero long-term testing with the injection. They already knew what was going to happen with the injection. That's why they sped it up so bad. And I think it's the same thing you said. I've heard this from multiple doctors as well. They're not reporting on the adverse events. They're pretty much told, do not do it. Now, you can self-report. But a lot of people don't do that. These doctors in the hospital, they're not reporting anything about adverse events. If it does not happen within the first 15 minutes, there is no adverse event from the shot. And what we're starting to see, and I've heard this now from one other doctor, people are coming in that have been injected, and they're getting very sick a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks later after the shot. Every single thing is going to back like it was last summer. Everything's COVID-related again. You come in and you're sick. It's COVID. You got COVID. You got COVID. You got COVID. And they're still using the stinking PCR test when everybody knows the PCR test does not differentiate between the flu or from COVID. And so this is where we're in it right now. This is what I told everybody. One thing is for certain. We are responsible for our own bodies and we're responsible for our own health. That's why it's so crucial to maintain your immune system. Eat clean right now. Exercise. Do what you have to do. And basically stay as strong as you can. But do everything you can to resist this. Because a lot of this, in my opinion, a lot of these companies that are doing this, a lot of them are bluffing. You want to talk about lawsuits? Start telling people that they're getting fired over not taking an injection because they have a religious exemption. If you don't have a religious exemption for me, I suggest you go get one. There's many different ways to do it. We have stuff on the website, on the recent articles you can look at. And here's a report that just came out from the Pentagon 2 days ago. It said, despite intimidating headlines meant to scare service members into thinking Big Pharma's experimental injections are mandatory, it's easy to claim religious exemptions. The Pentagon on Tuesday released guidelines for how service members could request religious exemptions in lieu of getting the COVID shot. By mid-September, all active duty force in the military will be required to get the shot in their arm. There is, and I quote, John Kirby said this from the Pentagon, there is religious exemptions for any mandatory vaccine. There's a process that we go through to counsel the individual, both from a medical and from a command perspective, about using a religious exemption. And then it goes on to say here, basically, it can affect your deployability, your travel, and even your assignments if you choose not to get the injection. Said there are exemptions for mandatory vaccines for medical reasons as well, Kirby said, including pre-existing medical conditions. Religious exemptions have been expanded in the military lately, so do not let them intimidate you into rolling against your conscience. I told you they're going to have to do this because when you start coming in, you start saying, I have a religious exemption in this. I have a true felt religious, basically belief that I do not want to get this shot. You can't say, roll up your arm, shut up, you're getting the injection, because now you're violating that person's religious belief. And so it is crucial right now that people realize there are options. You don't have to comply because, as I said numerous times on our show and yours, if you comply with this shot and you basically are coerced into getting an injection, a DNA, a gene therapy injection into your body against your will, they own you after that. And I don't mean like from a property standpoint. It is now they can do anything they want to you. And you really think for 1 minute, if you comply with this shot, that it's going to stop? Do you think for 1 second this is going to end because you comply? Look what happened last summer. We complied with a lockdown. It got extended. A lot of people, not myself, a lot of people complied with masks. It's still here. A lot of people complied with having their business shut down. You got left on the side of the road. That was it. They didn't care about you. They made sure Costco, Walmart, Sam's, Target, all those places stayed open. But, you know, your small convenience store, that was an essential. You couldn't be open. They showed us by their past history for the last year and a half, they are not going to stop this whatsoever. The Swedish doctor research, I talked about it last week, she came out and said they may need upwards of 3, 4, 5 vaccines now to really keep your immunity going. She said after a couple months, the vaccine doesn't work. You need a booster shot. And we're going to find out next year, you're probably going to need a 4th and a 5th shot to keep basically your immunity up. That's what she said. Point blank, 3, 4, 5 shots. They're just going to keep injecting everybody until the population starts dropping off like flies from toxicity levels. That's where they're going with this. And the problem is a lot of people are going to comply with it because they don't want to deal with the conflict. I hate to tell you guys, the conflict's on your doorstep, whether you want it or not. They've got groups going around knocking on people's doors, trying to convince them into getting an injection. You've got basically cities now mandating you have to wear 2 masks. And let me make something very clear. A mandate is not a law. A demand is not a law. A request is not a law. All this mandates that they keep saying, mandate, 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 these have not been ratified by Congress. They are not laws. That's why they specifically call them mandates. You do not have to comply with a mandate. It is not law. And so anybody that tells you otherwise, mandated vaccine, mandated mask, mandated this, you tell them to go kick rocks. Leave me alone. It's my religious exemption on all topics, including mask. I cannot wear a face covering and I cannot take an injection. Do not talk to me about it any further or you'll be violating my religious freedom, period. Shut up and leave me alone, basically. Because this is not going to stop until we push back, Doug. And I think everybody now is starting to get a very good glimpse of that, is that it's going to stop whenever we make it stop. The virus is going to be floating around. People are going to get sick. People die. Everybody dies. Once you come to grips with your own mortality, you can understand that you can't live in fear because the life is so fast that we have and it's over so quickly. Sitting around lamenting about how dangerous everything is completely and totally ruins the short life that you already have. So enjoy it. Do the best you can.
And, you know, and I agree with you. I think all of this talk about vaccine hesitancy, getting the shot and so on, this is a fear-driven propaganda campaign, okay? It's fear-driven because fear is a great motivator. And to what you said earlier, I was really struggling with the fact, okay, why are they pushing this specific, you know, why now? Why are they pushing this specific, and again, vaccine, with non-vaccine vaccine? Why are they pushing the shot so much and boosters and such? And the rollout of the 5G, which is not really getting a whole lot of mention of late, the more I look at this, and I've done surveillance pretty much all my adult life in terms of from an investigative standpoint. I don't think I could create a better surveillance or system of surveillance of people than this. Okay, now this would have multifaceted uses. So you can actually track people. I believe this to be the case, given the graphene oxide, the interactions and such, and the interaction with the frequency, because there is a frequency associated with this. So how great would that be? So you've got this vast surveillance system. You've got the ability, and I believe this to be the case as well, maybe control people to some extent. And by controlling, I also mean killing them, depopulation. And also, the ability to weaken the immune system. Because think about this, and I know you've talked about this before. Antibiotics trigger superbugs, okay? The overuse, overprescription of antibiotics triggers superbugs, right? So wouldn't it be the same, perhaps, that these jabs are creating or could create super viruses?
Just it's very possible. I've talked to a doctor in detail about this. And there's another, there's a doctor that was at the school board that brought this up. I talked about it on the show. I posted on the thing I would have in front of me, but he said the exact same thing. He said, what's going to start happening is you're not going to vaccinate your way out of a respiratory virus that's floating around. What's going to start happening is you're going to start having this mutation, whether or not it's lab-created mutation, and they're telling us otherwise, or basically it's natural mutation when you start overusing these injections and keep jabbing everybody, not to mention this is RNA gene therapy. We don't even know what this does long-term, to be honest with you, Doug. This is all new technology. They probably know what it is because they've worked on it for a while now, but this is something that's never been okay. And so what we're going to start seeing is, I think, the sicker and sicker people get, the more it's going to be blamed on COVID. But in reality, it's going to be the shot that's really starting most of this. And 5G, this was not coincidental that the beginning of 2020, when everything was locked down, everybody's supposed to be staying at home. Everybody's supposed to be, you know, cowering in fear. You don't need to go anywhere. This Chinese Communist Party virus is floating around. Everybody stays at home. But suddenly, I had 5G towers popping up in every direction. I had people sending me photos, emails, 5G towers out in the middle of nowhere, just out of nowhere, look like trees, just pop up out of nowhere. Boom. They're like, I drive this every day, and this whole system has now been erected. Didn't even see them working on it. Just up all of a sudden. Another one. This wasn't coincidental. This whole system went up this fast, and it happened right when everybody was locked down. The 5G system is tying in everybody to Internet of Things. And here's the thing you got to think about with this COVID passport. Right now, you can leave your slave tracker at home. The current cell phone, you know, we already know that they spy and they listen to everything you say on it. They monitor your GPS on it, where you go. That's why I'm very opposed to phones. I try not to use them as much as I can, but for some odd reason, it's life now. People have phones. Well, but any point in time right now, okay, so say I'm in San Francisco. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I have no idea why I live in San Francisco, but just humor me on this. I'm in San Francisco, and I decide, you know, I'm not getting this shot. It's gene therapy. It has not been approved by the FDA. Let's see what happens. I'm just going to wait a while and see what happens with it. And I go, you know what? I don't want to be tracked on my phone today either. I need to go to the store. I got to go to run the gym. I got to run some errands. I'm just leaving my phone at home. I don't want to be bothered. I just need a detox for it. All of a sudden, I show up at the store. They say, we need your vaccine passport. I don't have a vaccine passport. I'm not getting my shot. Well, you don't have your phone with you either. I don't have my phone with you. So you obviously can't show it. Okay. Well, you've got to get law enforcement involved. You're walking around without a vaccine passport now. Well, yeah, I didn't want to have my phone with me. No. You understand? Your vaccine passport's on the phone. You're required to keep your phone with you at any and all times in order to show your vaccine passport on demand to anyone. That's where this is headed. They're going to start making it a crime to go out in public without your vaccine passport, which means you are literally going to be strapped with your phone. Even if you get a fake digital passport, you're going to have to keep your phone everywhere just to function. And so that's what I've told everybody now. This is that line for me. I said it last year and I say it again. This is that hill for me. I will not. I will take this to the very end. Even if everybody else bails on me and turns their back, I will be the last one standing when it comes to holding out on this injection. Because once you give them that permission, once you give them that ability to penetrate you with a hypodermic needle, even though you don't want it, they own you at that point, and it is never going to stop after that. They're going to come at you again and again and again and again and again until you're so sick, you're so debilitated, you're so disease-ridden. They're going to say, oh, man, sorry the vaccine didn't work for COVID. You know, COVID must have gotten you again even after the 17 injections. We probably need to take you to the hospital and make sure, you know, you can die happy there. That's where they're going to take this. They don't care about us. If they care about our health, they'd be putting news information out on media about basically staying away from sugar. If they care about people's health, why is the vaccine free, completely free to get it, but yet insulin and EpiPens have gone up 300 to 400% in the last couple of years?
Yep. There you go.
Ask that. Insulin is an absolutely inelastic demand curve. People that are diabetic, you have to have insulin. Well, insulin's gone up, you know, $40, $50, $60, $80, $150 now for some of the vials of insulin. EpiPens are up to $400 for a two-pack. I've seen all the way $700 for EpiPen. Cost up a couple dollars. Epinephrine. All of a sudden now, but that's you can't. Those you have to pay that for those. But the shot's free. Come on in. You get your first and second shot. We'll give you your booster shot for free, too. And when you get your fourth and fifth shot, it's all free. I learned a long time ago, Doug, not just economics, but in my very interesting life, especially when I was younger, is that nothing is free. There's always something attached to it. There's always a caveat. Nobody ever gives you something for free. Somebody pays for it somewhere down the line. Now, it may not be you. You may not pay for it. Someone else may pay for it. But nothing is ever free, completely free. And so yep. That's what people have to realize. When they're this bent on making it mandatory for you to go get your free shot, but yet insulin and EpiPens have gone up 300 to 400% in the last couple of years, that should tell you very clearly it is not about our health when it comes to this shot.
And, you know, you had mentioned about carrying the phones with you. I believe that to be the case now. And I think that, I think the objective here is so you don't have to carry your phones. They're going to know if you've received the jab or not through, some sort of RFID surveillance or some sort of, radiomagnetic or magnetic or RFID surveillance. Okay. Kind of like when you walk out of a Best Buy, you know, with a tag still on the, whatever you're yeah. carrying, okay, it sends off alarm bells. So I think that's where they're headed. That's number one. Number two, Dr. Richard Fleming there's a recent interview with him, and he had talked about SARS back in, what was it, 02, I think it was,
yeah.
being the first kind of iteration of this bioweapon by the Chinese Communist Party in conjunction with, and remember, folks, Anthony Fauci, okay, now hold that thought. The coronavirus or SARS-CoV-2, based on the tweaking of the SARS and intermingling with a bat component or a mammal virus, is the current iteration, but there's a third in the offing. And if you remember what Fauci was famous for screwing up back in the 80s and early 90s, what was it? HIV. So now you're looking at a HIV, I believe, which is going to be coming out in the near future. So you've got all of this. Meanwhile, and just to put the cherry on top of this, and you stated this perfectly, I believe that those who have been injected with this spike proteins and mRNA chemicals by way of these shots, they're going to continue to develop very serious illnesses. And they're also going to spread those illnesses to others, again, for the purpose of depopulation. I think that's the end game objective here. And especially the elderly, the infirmed, you know, the people who fought at D-Day, if there are any left, get rid of them. And then, the soy puppets, the castrated eunuchs walking around out there. The XXXY, there's no XY, I guess. It's XXYY or whatever genetic individuals, you know, genetically confused individuals are going to be running the game here. So, or at least, you know, being subjugated to the jackbooted thuggery and going along with, they're going to be the field snitches in this whole thing. But anyway, that's kind of my thoughts in a nutshell.
You're absolutely right on that. And this is one of the reasons, too. And I said on our show this morning, when we saw what is going on now, like I told you on CNN, where the children need to be walking around with N95s and be subjected to COVID tests every single week, they're getting this. This is going to be one of the last generations of, I guess you could say, purity when it comes to not having, massive amounts of shots put into them yet. Because I think in the future, the children are basically going to be all DNA controlled. They're going to come in. They're going to start doing all types of CRISPR gene editing on children to even allow them to be born. And so this last generation is going to be primarily the slave puppet generation.
And remember, I just want to interject this real quick. Remember what the Nazis tried to do to create the Übermensch, you know, the super race back in Nazi Germany. And I'll just leave it there. Go ahead.
And you also had the Hitler Youth. Yep. So Hitler said, you give me your youth and I'll give you the future. You give me the kids, I'll change it. And you got to think about it. You know, these kids right now, these ones that are 5, 10 years old, it's 2020 right now. So by the time we're basically at 2050, which is where they really want this agenda to be completely implemented. You know, those kids are going to be in their 50s, 40s, 50s, so forth. And so what's going to happen is they're going to be that generation. They'll be this generation. And this is why it's so important to make sure your kids are getting a proper education. That primarily means keeping them out of the public school system if you have to. I know three different family now that they're now doing basically homeschool co-ops. And I myself, we started that with the young kids as well. A lot of people, we're seeing how much these school boards actually care about the kids, how much they absolutely loathe the kids getting an education with their critical race theory, with their transgender studies, with the wear a mask and get your shot and social distance and don't talk to one another and keep getting basically a shot and keep getting more shots and more shots. They don't care about the kids' education. The communists have infiltrated the school system. Point, it's just a perfect example. This year now, there's basically been a decree, Senate Bill 744, signed by Governor Kate Brown, was announced last month, that all Oregon high school seniors will not be required to show proficiency in essential learning skills as a condition of receiving a high school diploma. Meaning, to get your high school diploma, you do not have to be able to read or be able to do math. They cannot ask you to perform any of those, and you do not have to basically show that you can perform any of those. On top of that, Oregon State University and University of Oregon is now doing test optional next year, meaning that applicants who go to school are not required to submit SAT or ACT for entry into college. They basically put their name on the application, they submit it, and they're automatically accepted in. Doesn't matter if they can read, doesn't matter if they can't write, doesn't matter if they're completely illiterate, and they don't even know what colors are and what shapes are, doesn't matter. They're fully accepted into college. And so you see this phase of what they're doing with the kids. And this is why it's so important that your kids know the truth. They know the history. They know about what really happened with the Civil War, the War of Northern Aggression. They know what really happened with the World War II. They know what really happened with all these things that are happening. And they know what's going on. We are seeing now one of the biggest pushes to control every single facet of their lives so they can turn them into good little robots. You and I both know this sex trafficking. We saw this with Epstein. This stuff is so prevalent. It's so horrific. But yet almost all of these upper end people are directly involved in it. That's why they love dominating these children with a mask. Well, if you saw now, Apple is now updating on their 15th update. They now will be having software that will watch and detect any photos that are sexually explicit involving children on your phone. They said they will enable Apple to report these instances to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. They report center of any sexual abuse material and works in collaboration with law enforcement agencies across the country. Its method of detecting known children child abuse material is designed for privacy in mind using the called neural hash. It analyzes an image and converts it and basically uses technology called threshold secret sharing. They then have cryptographic technology allowing Apple to interpret the contents. And then after that, they have somebody view it to make sure it's what it is. And then they go ahead and they send it to law enforcement. If a user feels their account's been mistakenly flagged per Apple, they can file an appeal to have their account reinstated. Now, you know my stance on pedophilia. I think we need to bring back public lynching. And I think that would change a lot of these perverts and would not normalize it. But them trying to say they're going to do this to monitor sexually explicit photos of children and basically stop child porn is what they're trying to imply is so far from reality. It's almost a joke. You and I both know that has nothing to do with what they're actually doing this for.
Hunter Biden.
They're putting under the guise. So people go, oh, that's a great idea. Monitor my entire phone. Watch all of my photos. View everything on my phone at all times. This is going to be used and is going to evolve into a system that is going to literally spy on your phone at all times. Everything you do, every phone call, every text, every photo. And then they're going to be able to come back. And they're going to say, well, you said this, you said this, you said this. And the second thing that nobody's talked about at all, except me and Ted, if they have the ability to monitor your photos and monitor your cloud, analyze the data image in it, that means they also have the ability to add things to that. Meaning now they can come out to any dissident and say, oh, Here you guys, FBI, you need to be known. Mr. John, he went over here and he's got a sexually explicit image that he has uploaded on his phone. You need to go arrest him now. And all of a sudden they show up with a search warrant for possession of child porn. And he goes, dude, I had nothing to do with that whatsoever. I would never be involved in that. Doesn't matter. Apple found it on your phone. You're under arrest and being charged. And think about it. There's going to be no way for you to have any way to prove you didn't have it, because now it's updated on your phone or it's added to your Apple phone or your cloud. And it's there now. And they say it's there. And that's all that matters. And it is done now. Any dissonance, any basically pushback, any denying of stuff that's going on with the government, any, you know, vaccine hesitancy, that's all they have to do now is bam, 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 bam. Drop child porn on your phone. That's it. You're over. It's game over. You're not only is your reputation ruined, you're going to jail. So when I saw this technology come out, they're talking about how complicated it is and how great it's going to be. I just shook my head in disgust. And I said, well, we already know where this is going. Because if they actually cared about children, they would shut down Facebook, which is like 60% of child soliciting from sex is on Facebook. They would shut down this underground world that Jeffrey Epstein flew with Bill Clinton and Bill Gates and the whole other list of guys with all these children down the islands. All that, don't talk about that. We need to monitor your phone because it's for your protection. Really? I don't think so. But when I saw that, I was like, here we go now, Doug. More rhetoric and more lies to try to take more of our rights away right in front of our eyes.
You know, you're absolutely right. And you mentioned Jeffrey Epstein. I have seen some things recently here again, working with the teams I'm working with. The Epstein was not an isolated incident, okay? Now, he was one of the higher profile, but certainly not isolated. And the amount of child pornography that's out there right now is just absolutely incredible. And I agree with you. Whatever they can monitor passively, they can actively massage, I guess, you know, upload or, well, hey, take a look at Cheryl Atkinson, what happened to her with respect to her hard drive and her computers back about a decade ago. So this is going to be a way that's going to, again, control people through false arrest, ultimate imprisonment. And by the way, I'm seeing reports of these work FEMA camps, or not work, I'm sorry, these FEMA camps. And maybe that's not the right term. These utilitarian buildings to house supposedly infectious COVID patients. Okay, I'm not sure how many people are seeing that, but I'm seeing this in different states, and that's disconcerting. So, going back to what we opened the program with, that House resolution, not only for coronavirus or COVID-19, but for other reasons. What, you know, that's a pretty broad statement. H.R. 4980. Folks, you can look it up yourself. H.R. 4980. Fully vaccinated against COVID-19 and for other purposes. In other words, DHS is going to monitor traveling and interstate travel with respect to air travel, but it's going to be ground travel as well. And if you look at the, I believe if you look at the entire plethora of House resolutions and bills and such, yeah, you can see a connection between incarceration from either incarcerated inside your home or at one of these special camps. Go ahead, sir. We've got about, we only got about 2 minutes left. I can't believe how quickly
it's flies.
Yeah.
No, and that's where it's headed, my friends. And this is why I've encouraged everybody. It's that, it's what's been that time to say no. Consent is always an option. And this is what they're trying to remove from us. They want to take away your consent. They want to make sure they can do whatever they want to you, and there's nothing you can do about it. The next thing they're going to start going after, again, will be the guns. They're already working on stuff behind the scenes. I talked to numerous people in the gun industry. There's all kinds of rumors floating around right now as far as different bills and stuff they're trying to figure out how to ramrod through. The Second Amendment is so effective, and that's the only protection that we've had now. And the next protection is, well, it's basically loaded in the magazines. So I encourage my friends, stay active, stay trained, stay sharp, and continue to stand your ground with this. This is not the time to falter or fall back. This is it. we start falling back now, we start giving in now, it's over with. It's done. They're going to ram it right through, and they're going to tell everybody to like it. And that's why I continue to encourage everybody, if you need anything supplement nutrition-wise, feel free to give us a call at Health Masters. The Doug 5 coupon, I activated that, Doug. So that's hot for the weekend. Be sure to use it on any product.
I love it. Doug 5, coupon code DOUG, number 5, healthmasters.com. Austin, got to go. God bless you. Thank you so very much for all you do.
Sure.
All right. Good night, folks. Welcome to Hagman. This is the Hagman Report for today. It's Friday the 13th, August 13th, 2021. A couple of things to get into in this abbreviated edition. Been working in the field today, going to be continuing this evening and throughout the weekend. It's just an incredible things that are taking place, working with Russ Dizdar and his team, some members of Craig Sawyer's team as well, battling some some child sex trafficking in this area, investigating and just going moving forward with that. So I want to thank Russ. I want to thank Craig. I want to thank everyone who's allowed me to participate in that. So that's what we're doing here. We're actually putting your financial support to work, bringing in assets of different kinds in order to protect and hopefully prosecute the people involved in that. All right, my guest is Austin Brower. This, again, this abbreviated edition, this is the Hagman Report for today. Austin's going to be with me for this entire hour, and he's fired up, I'm fired up. Folks, before bringing Austin on, I just want to show you this. Philadelphia, I mean, how nuts do you have to be? All right, if one mask doesn't work, maybe two will work, even if you get the jab, right? So let me get this straight. Masks don't work, so you have to have the jab. The jab doesn't work, so you have to have lockdowns. The lockdowns don't work, so you have to have two masks, the lockdowns and the jab, right? Check this out from the mayor of Philadelphia. I'm ashamed that Philadelphia is part of the state in which I live. I mean, you cannot get any more bizarre than this. Check this out, folks. Oh, sorry. Eric's saying, wait a minute. I wasn't ready for that. You went off script. All right. In the meantime, too, what's that? Okay, so are we ready or no? Okay, check this out.
With Stephanie Stahl and Matt Petrillo. And Stephanie, let's begin with you. I know you have more details on the new restrictions, and you're ready to answer the question on the minds of many, that being, why now?
Well, city officials say it's simple. It's about numbers and science. COVID cases are going up, prompting the need for these new restrictions.
We know we need to take some stronger steps to protect our residents.
Mayor Kenney announcing new COVID restrictions for Philadelphia to combat cases that have doubled three times in a month.
Things don't look great right now, especially in light of what we're seeing in other states.
The city will now require masks indoors at all locations unless vaccinations are required for everyone. Masks will also be required at all outdoor unseated gatherings of more than 1,000 people. For indoor dining, masks will be mandated unless the restaurant requires proof of vaccination for patrons and staff. There are no changes for outdoor dining, which can continue unrestricted.
I'm upset.
The mayor expressed frustration that the new mandates are needed because about 30% of the city has not been vaccinated.
This amazes me that this is the most simple thing to do to keep yourself safe and your family safe and your community safe, and people still refuse to do it.
Starting September 1st, all city employees will be required to be fully vaccinated if they work inside or be double masked.
Getting vaccinated isn't just a personal decision. It's a decision that affects all of us.
City officials say the new restrictions are medically necessary but measured to not further impact the economy. Most city unions are expressing support.
A mandate will help in stopping this disease.
But the Firefighters and Paramedics Union is opposed to the new restrictions.
We're not going to sit there and tolerate anybody jamming anything down our throats.
If somebody wants to sue us for trying to keep them alive, then we'll see what the judge has to say.
Yeah, let's see what the judge... Okay, turn this... this meanwhile... meanwhile, H.R. 4980 You see this vein right here? Okay, that's going to pop. 4980 to House Resolution 4980 to direct the Secretary of Homeland Security to ensure that any individual traveling on a flight that departs from or arrives to an airport inside the United States or territory of the United States is fully vaccinated against COVID-19 and for other purposes. Gee, I wonder what "and for other purposes" means. Right? Okay, so here's the outlook, and I'm going to turn it over to Austin because I'm going to leave and just go to the range. And I'm not talking about the golfing range. I'm talking about a different kind of range. Here's what we're looking at. In a matter of, really, I believe, weeks, maybe months, we're looking at additional lockdowns, which means tyrannical imprisonment at home. You're looking at checkpoints, interstate travel, not just by plane but by vehicles. You're looking at, thus, food disruptions, supply disruptions. Also, you're looking at shutting down schools and or having Biden issue some sort of emergency declaration that'll require schools to have children jabbed or wear masks or both. Okay, this is all in the works. And the last thing I'm going to say, this is all leading us to a second civil war, neighbor v. neighbor, brother, family member against family member. This is not going to be on the battlefield. This is going to be in your neighborhood. This is going to be on your street corners. This is going to be in your schools. This is going to be in your supermarkets. This is going to be everywhere you go. And I'm telling you right now, none of this is good, but this has all been planned. Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. The only good thing out of this is really Austin Brower. And the only good thing out of this is really Health Masters. Because right now, and I mean this, tonight, I am making this huge order from Health Masters. Because I need to stock up on this. Ultimate Multiple, vitamins C and B, B12, D3, K2. All of this, folks, do yourself a favor tonight, right now, order your nutritional supplements from Health Masters. I can tell you right now, probably 10%, maybe 1%. I don't know how of you out there have ordered. Do it now. Stock up, because you know what? If not by supply disruption, but by federal obscure mandate, you will not be able to be getting these products for much longer. I believe that. So do it now. Healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. Again, healthmasters.com. Healthmasters.com. And while you're there, listen to Ted and Austin Brower Show on the right. Click that button on the right there and listen to them on the Global Star Radio Network, of which we are a part. Austin Brower, thank you so much for being patient. It's to you, sir.
Absolutely. A pleasure being on the show as always, Doug. And yeah, what's going on in Philadelphia, I think this is going to start being a trend that you're going to start seeing countrywide again. We already know that this injection just takes the dangerous side effect topic. We won't even go into that right now. But let's go into the aspect of efficacy. Does it actually work? Well, we saw in the Cape Cod incident where they had a big outbreak out there, allegedly 74% of the individuals were fully vaccinated. You had the Carnival cruise ship on August 8th, fully vaccinated crew and patrons that were on the entire boat. Now there's basically multiple people, and they're having to quarantine the boat, multiple people testing positive. You had the same thing happen in Israel. Dr. Kobi Haviv, Channel 13 on Israel, said 95% of the serious ill patients are vaccinated. Fully vaccinated people are accounting for 85 to 90% of the hospitalizations. Okay, so we obviously have an issue here that the shot is being really lied to about it. That's very clear. But we have another issue where it's not just about the COVID anymore, and it's becoming more and more about control. And it's exactly what you said. The one unbelievably moronic doctor, the health expert that CNN likes to put on, only reason I bring her up is because she goes to a whole nother level of lunacy, but it also tells everybody what they're planning on doing. And my opinion is, do you want to comply with it? I talked about it on our show this morning. I said, how about the answer is no? She got on CNN and she said that all children in schools need to be wearing N95 masks if the children are able to tolerate it, and they should be having weekly testing of all unvaccinated children. N95 masks on 5 and 6-year-olds, Doug. N95s that are already, they tell you not to wear them long term because they can cause oxygen deprivation. They're unbelievably restrictive. You're telling kids that they need to wear these now all across the country because it's somehow going to stop something like a respiratory virus that we deal with every year. But there's something else in the works right now, and I talked to you about this before the show. The individual, Andy Slavitt, who's basically one of Joe Biden's crony COVID czars, he basically comes around all the time and likes to basically run his mouth about how we need to do this and we need to follow orders. And he had a tweet that came out 2 days ago, and they were discussing in response about the fake vaccine cards that the two individuals got busted with in Hawaii. And he stated here, he said, if people who go out and buy fake vaccine cards get COVID, do they expect us to put them on a real ventilator? Well, the individual basically responded back to him. He said, well, we need a way to track vaccination that isn't on a little handwritten paper card, something that's very hard to falsify. You have ideas, contacts, and resources. Make it happen, Andy. Obviously, what he's referring to is a digital passport. And then Andy Slavitt responds and says, hold on for 3.5 weeks and you will see, ... Now, this was on August 11th, which means it shows me by September 1st or around that time, we're about to see something very, very big happen in this country with the bill that you just talked about trying to mandate this injection for anybody that wants to fly. We are now seeing this infrastructure bill being ramrodded through. I think they're voting on it. They're trying to like solidify it and make it go all the way through, even though we've had, 17 or 18 Republicans, basically vote on it. And we're seeing now, I was looking at more information on it. Not only is it going to criminalize science denial, it's also going to have a gender identity federal law into it. Now, the science denial, when I started looking that up, there's no specific topics about saying, hey, this is wrong or this is right. What it pretty much is going to do is it's going to give the federal government to prosecute you or I if we question or say something about the current narrative that's going on. That's what it's going to do. And they're going to say, you got on a national talk show and you told everybody that the vaccine is ineffective based on the research that you have found, but that is science denying. You are denying science and you are now going to be arrested for that. This is a complete and total burning of the First Amendment, what they're trying to do with this infrastructure bill. On top of that, I've gone into detail on the fact that they want to have breathalyzers and cameras inside the vehicle. And they're going to monitor your face, monitor your eyes, monitor everything you do to see if you're distracted, if you're on your phone, or if you're drunk while you're driving. Just, that's the main thing as well. That goes into effect 2025. And then you have the mile tax where they're going to start taxing everybody based on how many miles they go. So yes, I highly encourage everybody right now to go and make sure you're prepped for a lot of things that are going on. And I mean that sincerely. Whatever you need, do inventory count. Whether you need to get a little bit more ammo, whether you need to get a little bit more food, whether you need to make sure you have some backup water systems, whether you need some supplements. There's no doubt about it. There's a virus running through the country. We do know for a fact that this thing now was engineered in the Wuhan lab as a bioweapon. The whole bat story is complete and total bogus. We found that out. We also know that Fauci funded basically the Wuhan lab. We also know now that a lot of people are getting sick again from this alleged Delta variant. But the difference is, there's something going on with this vaccination push because it's not working to stop anything. My good friend workout partner, both of his grandparents got the shot. He warned them about it. They got the shot. They had mild side effects from it, but they bounced back. Now, all of a sudden, they just went to the hospital yesterday because both of them have tested positive for COVID a month and a half after they've gotten the last shot now. So there's obviously no reason whatsoever to get this injection because it clearly doesn't work. Side effects aside, we'll get into that. But there's something else happening in the backstory that they're getting everybody, trying to get everything to put into place. We know now there's been massive shortages in grain. I follow the markets all the time. So you guys have seen that. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, basically the WASDE report released yesterday pointed to a decline in grain supplies that sent grain futures through the roof. They said world inventories for wheat has also now been reported as a 5-year low. Grain and oilseed futures soared to a near decade high. A mega drought and back-to-back heat waves, they said, have plagued the Corn Belt in the U.S. West for much of the summer, and they're expecting speculators to go way up and keep pushing the prices up. I actually just got contacted at the beginning of this week and was notified by my rep that we get the pallets of the organic food buckets from. And he blatantly told me, he said, we're having a price increase. And I said, dude, don't hit me with a price increase again. You already gave me one last year in December. And I said, I didn't raise my prices on anything. He said, dude, I can't do it. I mean, the prices are going up. He said, all material costs are going up. All of our raw ingredients in this food are going up. And I said, geez. I said, well, I'm still going to hold my price firm. I'll eat the cost right now for everything until it becomes so absorbent I can't afford to do it. I have to have a price increase. He said, well, do what you got to do. And so I've been telling everybody the inflation aspect of what we've seen with this massive, massive money, you know, helicopter money spending spree that's gone on now for over an entire year, almost a year and a half, it's having side effects. You know, the money supply, when you start inflating the M1 money supply and you start having the velocity of money go up, it's not something that just occurs overnight. It has a slow ripple effect. The same thing with food. Food futures go up. The bag of rice on, you know, the shelf at Publix isn't going up the next day. It has a numerous month delay that follows it. And that's what we're going to start seeing here over the next couple months going into the fall, in my opinion, going into the wintertime. But right now, it is important. I've seen a lot of parents going to school boards and just absolutely raising hell. They need to do the same thing we did, getting very, very assertive and aggressive about what's going on. They're coming after the kids. They're going to do everything they can to terrorize, brainwash, and basically make this younger generation submit. That's what a huge portion of this is about. You know, there was a giant lie they had, and what was the report over in Texas, where they said that the pediatric hospitals had like 9,000 children in it in the last month alone. And then they had to come out and retract it, and actually there had been 750 kids in this pediatric hospital with COVID over the last 7 months since January. They did the same thing down here in Florida. I was talking to somebody about it the other day because they said, well, everybody's like dying in Florida. And I said, everybody's dying in Florida. I said, a ton of people are getting sick. I said, I know a ton of people that have COVID and are sick. I said, but here's the difference. I said, majority of people are learning now to prep before. As soon as you start feeling bad, that's when you start hammering mega dosing, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 milligrams of vitamin C. You start ramping up the D3 to 50,000 IUs. You start running 40 to 60 milligrams of zinc. You start running the N-acetylcysteine. You catch it before the curve. And what's happened is now certain people, and I've had a lot of people contact me. Dad just had a conversation with an old friend that doesn't really talk to him anymore. And he just got out of the hospital. He'd been in the hospital for 6 days, still feels like crap. He calls up Ted and goes, what do I need to do, man? I got to start feeling better. And Ted goes, well, first off, you haven't talked to me in 10 years. Secondly, why haven't you contacted me weeks ago when you started feeling bad? Why are you waiting till you're finally out of the hospital and you still are having a hard time recovering to call me up and ask me what I need to do to help you? And it was kind of an interesting exchange. And I've had this conversation with a lot of people and a lot of families where they come in and they basically want to wait until the last second and say, okay, what should we do? We know everybody around you that's gotten sick, they keep recovering. I said, well, yeah, I know. It's the protocol. It works. The body's got an incredibly effective immune system, regardless of what bioweapons they throw at us. But you have to give your body the raw ingredients. Now, on the other hand, is it wise to use, you know, good discernment as far as going out and doing stuff and going to huge events? Yeah, absolutely. Like I'm going to a giant concert right now would not be something that I would recommend doing. It's not wise. If you want to do it, go do it. I don't think they should be restricted. No, by no means do I think the government should be involved in this anymore. But we already knew this was going to happen. You and I called this out 6 months ago. I said, this isn't going to stop until we make it stop. You can't vaccinate your way out of a respiratory virus. It doesn't work. They've tried it numerous times. That's why the flu shot's so ineffective. But what you can do is you can use it as an excuse to go in and lock and restrict and control an entire populace. Point proven example and what we just saw over in San Francisco now. San Francisco has now said bars, restaurants, stadiums, sporting events, gyms, pretty much you name it. You have to mandatorily show them your vaccine ID to get in now. And if a business does not do it, they're going to send a re-education team out there to tell them why they're going to do it and then start finding them if they have not mandated shots for every single employee and customer that comes into the store. So when I saw the thing with Andy making the comment about 3.5 weeks, there's something in the works right now. There's something really, really big happening. And it's not going to be good. And it is going to be our duty as American patriots to absolutely stand our ground with this, what's going on. Okay. The parents that attend school board. It's crucial right now, Doug.
Yeah, let me just get this straight, because San Francisco, I know a bozo that lives there, but that aside, so let me get this straight. You can defecate on the streets with impunity. Yeah. You can use heroin and toss the needle on the street or you know, use heroin openly. You can use drugs openly in San Francisco. You can shoplift with impunity and engage in all kinds of misdemeanor crimes without having to worry about being chased by or hunted down by the police. But you can't go into a retail establishment or a gym or a bar or a restaurant without having some sort of verification of being getting the clot shot, right?
That's exactly right. And here's why you know this whole thing is being orchestrated to further push the tyrannical agenda. The border is wide open right now. They're not even holding individuals. They're letting them ride in. Retired Homeland Security Border Patrol blew the spotlight on this the other day. And here's why you know when they defer the question and they completely obfuscate the truth, you know that they're up to something. Representative Cindy Axon, she's basically a congressional Democrat from Iowa. She did a talk. It was called Let's Talk Guthrie County podcast. And the host asked her, she said, Customs and Border Protection has apprehended more than 176,000 migrants just in the month of July. More than 2,000 basically every single day are basically being released. So I'd just like to get your thoughts on the border situation and ensuring these migrants aren't coming over here with COVID and infecting U.S. citizens. The congresswoman replied and said, that's not even a reality. We all know the coronavirus can't travel 1,300 miles to Iowa, and mentioned that it's because folks are literally being detained at the border. She even blamed Americans who are not wearing masks and not getting the shot for causing the spread. She said it's disingenuous for anyone to say that people are coming to the country and spreading COVID. What? So apparently.
Wait. Tell me again who this was.
This was Cindy Axne. AXNE. She's a congressional Democrat from Iowa. When I read this, my head almost popped. I said, when can we read this? She said, and I quote, it's disingenuous for anyone to say that people are coming into this country and spreading COVID. So apparently now COVID is only a thing that's affecting the United States. The rest of the world is gone. It's gone. And they eradicated the virus. The Chinese Communist Party flu has been eradicated in the rest of the world. Only the United States has it now. Is pretty much what she's getting at. And that's exactly what I was alluding to a minute ago when I said, this is how you know this whole thing is a complete and total sham, because they're not locking the border down. They're not restricting migration illegal into the country. They basically open the border up and said it's a free for all. Do whatever you want. And that's the end of it. Don't ask questions. Don't question me. You do as I say. Rules for thee and not for me. Anything that I say, you have to do. This is what they're starting to get ready to do. And then I saw something, Doug, and it just got me boiled earlier. The CDC director has now come out and stated that all pregnant females, well, she said pregnant people, because you can't say pregnant female, because apparently men that have penises can have babies now, because that's totally the new thing. She said pregnant people need to be vaccinated with the COVID injection immediately. The agency said, listen to this. The agency based its analysis on data that the shots are safe for people who are pregnant or plan to be pregnant. The agency said the available safety data found no additional risk to people vaccinated in pregnancy or to their babies. Okay. First off, there is no literal possible way to do a data research on pregnant women and their babies and long-term cognitive effects and mental effects and physical effects from getting a shot that's RNA gene therapy when the shot's only been out for 8 months and you had 2 months of clinical trials. Now, here's why you know This is complete and total lunacy again. I'm going to quote the WHO, the World Health Organization, back in February. The World Health Organization released a new guideline on Monday advising pregnant women avoid taking the COVID-19 injection. They said due to a lack of data on the vaccine's effects on pregnant women and the fetus who are not part of test trials, the WHO argued that there is not enough information on how the vaccine will affect pregnant women, particularly when it comes to potential risk to the women and the fetuses. WHO recommends to not use it in pregnancy unless the benefits of vaccinating the pregnant women outweigh the potential vaccine risk. Okay, CDC, so which one is it? The WHO says you shouldn't get it. The CDC says you should get it. Everybody's lying because there is no data, except for the WHO, they are right about that. There is no clinical data to back up this claim that it is safe for pregnant women to be injected with gene therapy. Majority of the women that got pregnant when the vaccine was even available now, a lot of them haven't even had the kid yet. It's only been 8 months. So why all of a sudden are we seeing, after 8 months of this now, this absolute absurdity, you have to get it, you can't go here, San Francisco, Philadelphia, these vaccine cards, you got Andy talking about 3.5 weeks, you got the CDC pushing on pregnant women. Why out of nowhere now are they wanting this thing so bad to be injected into everybody when we know for a fact it does not stop the spread, nor does it stop you from catching the shot? And I think the answer here is, Doug, is there's something coming that they're planning on deploying, whether it's the 5G that's already been in place. There's something that's going to happen with this injection long term they do not want anybody to know about yet. Whether or not people start getting unbelievably ill, whether or not they start spreading more of a virus, whether or not they become a giant frequency antenna because of the graphene oxide in the injection. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball on this, but it's very evident that this is one of the most aggressive, largest propaganda pieces that we've ever seen in this country right now, to get something injected into your body against your will that has zero long-term research whatsoever. And when they came out and they said to inject pregnant women now immediately, my blood boiled, because pregnant women had always been like sacrosanct in the medical community. You don't start doing experiments on pregnant women. The only time you start doing anything in clinical trials with women, they're like the last thing after 10 years of research. And even at that point, it has to be very, very controlled. Now all of a sudden you're saying, hey, it doesn't matter. Don't worry about that. We've got a shot out for 8 months. We've got plenty of data to show it's safe in pregnant women. What in the world is going on? What do you think, Doug? Because there is something brewing on the horizon right now, and it is not good.
You know, I talk with medical doctors from across the country. I've got three really great medical doctors I speak with, and again, all across the country, and they're seeing the same things. Right now, the vaxxed, again, I'm not going to continue saying this, but it's not a vaccine. But those people that have been vaxxed are dropping like flies. And their words, not mine, especially in nursing homes. In fact, they're taking people in nursing homes out of the COVID wards, if you will, putting them into the general population, the vaxxed, that is. And the people who pass away from blood clots or related maladies from that could be attributed to the clot shot, they're not counting them as adverse reactions or death from the vaccines, okay, the VAERS database, which is just mind-blowing. Then again, then you've got the autopsies done in Europe, a limited number of autopsies done in Europe, finding some pretty amazing findings in those who have received that shot. And here in this area, science right now in our nation, the science is really so compromised that various, and I've talked to medical examiners based on, because of what I do, medical examiners are being denied or told not to do autopsies on those people who have died in short time period after getting the clot shot or the vaccine. Okay. And they're, that sends up red flags. But to what you said about the 5G, you know, I had Dane Wigington on yesterday, and he was talking about the geoengineering, the aerosol spraying from the air that's been going on since after the Second World War. And now there is a graphene element to what they are spraying based on his research, okay? So I'm thinking, okay, graphene oxide being this protected intellectual property of the vaccines, right? So graphene oxide. And we know that that causes severe cellular damage. And I'm not going to get into the science of it. I'm not really qualified to do so. But having said that, from an investigative standpoint, that there's a problem there. Combine that with the, and people will make fun of this, well, you know, magnetic tests, no, magnets don't stick to the injection site. Okay, well, and Austin, maybe you can help me on this. When you receive a traditional vaccine in the muscle of the arm, where does that vaccine go?
Well, it travels basically into the body.
Okay, but does the... The main, does it kind of stay though in that the I'm trying to.
Oh, no, it's absorbed in the muscle tissue. Yeah, it's basically uptake into the body. Okay. There's been reports of people being injected with a vaccine and having an injection site be magnetized. I've never seen something where it stays in the injection site like that. It has some type of metallic, some type of magnetic response to it.
Thank you.
That's not true. I'm like, dude, I've personally seen it, and I've seen probably 50 people online do it. And they'll sit there and take the magnet, put on the one shoulder, nothing. Put on the shoulder where they got the injection site, sticks right to it. That didn't happen with one person or two people. It's then some magic trick. And a lot of people have gotten the shot. If they did it, they're like, man, I wish I never got this thing. Like, I'm just in one video that did it, and the guy's like, man, you got tagged, bro. You're tagged. Now you got the Python coming out. And saying that they have developed through DARPA a implantable chip that is going to notify you if you've been infected with COVID. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
This thing, COVID, has been in the works for years. This was not some crockpot thing they came up with out of nowhere. Said, man, let's do some gene therapy. Let's do some twisting of some stuff here in the Wuhan lab. And let's brew up something and send it out there. And we'll see what happens. This entire thing, in my opinion, has been extremely well planned and coordinated for years and years and years now. They had all of this lined up exactly when they wanted to release it. There's a reason why they did zero long-term testing with the injection. They already knew what was going to happen with the injection. That's why they sped it up so bad. And I think it's the same thing you said. I've heard this from multiple doctors as well. They're not reporting on the adverse events. They're pretty much told, do not do it. Now, you can self-report. But a lot of people don't do that. These doctors in the hospital, they're not reporting anything about adverse events. If it does not happen within the first 15 minutes, there is no adverse event from the shot. And what we're starting to see, and I've heard this now from one other doctor, people are coming in that have been injected, and they're getting very sick a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks later after the shot. Every single thing is going to back like it was last summer. Everything's COVID-related again. You come in and you're sick. It's COVID. You got COVID. You got COVID. You got COVID. And they're still using the stinking PCR test when everybody knows the PCR test does not differentiate between the flu or from COVID. And so this is where we're in it right now. This is what I told everybody. One thing is for certain. We are responsible for our own bodies and we're responsible for our own health. That's why it's so crucial to maintain your immune system. Eat clean right now. Exercise. Do what you have to do. And basically stay as strong as you can. But do everything you can to resist this. Because a lot of this, in my opinion, a lot of these companies that are doing this, a lot of them are bluffing. You want to talk about lawsuits? Start telling people that they're getting fired over not taking an injection because they have a religious exemption. If you don't have a religious exemption for me, I suggest you go get one. There's many different ways to do it. We have stuff on the website, on the recent articles you can look at. And here's a report that just came out from the Pentagon 2 days ago. It said, despite intimidating headlines meant to scare service members into thinking Big Pharma's experimental injections are mandatory, it's easy to claim religious exemptions. The Pentagon on Tuesday released guidelines for how service members could request religious exemptions in lieu of getting the COVID shot. By mid-September, all active duty force in the military will be required to get the shot and their arm. There is, and I quote, John Kirby said this from the Pentagon, there is religious exemptions for any mandatory vaccine. There's a process that we go through to counsel the individual, both from a medical and from a command perspective, about using a religious exemption. And then it goes on to say here, basically, it can affect your deployability, your travel, and even your assignments if you choose not to get the injection. said their exemptions from mandatory vaccines for medical reasons as well, Kirby said, including pre-existing medical conditions. Religious exemptions have been expanded in the military lately, so do not let them intimidate you into rolling against your conscience. I told you they're going to have to do this, because when you start coming in, you start saying, I have a religious exemption in this. I have a true felt religious, basically, belief that I do not want to get this shot. You can't say, roll up your arm, shut up, you're getting the injection, because now you're violating that person's religious belief. And so it is crucial right now that people realize there are options. You don't have to comply, because as I've said numerous times on our show and yours, if you comply with this shot and you basically are coerced into getting an injection, a DNA, a gene therapy injection into your body against your will, they own you after that. And I don't mean like from a property standpoint. It is now they can do anything they want to you. And you really think for 1 minute, if you comply with this shot, that it's going to stop? Do you think for 1 second this is going to end because you comply? Look what happened last summer. We complied with a lockdown. It got extended. A lot of people, not myself, a lot of people complied with masks. It's still here. A lot of people complied with having their business shut down. You got left on the side of the road. That was it. They didn't care about you. They made sure Costco, Walmart, Sam's, Target, all those places stayed open. But, you know, your small convenience store, that was an essential. You couldn't be open. They showed us by their past history for the last year and a half, they are not going to stop this whatsoever. The Swedish doctor research, I talked about it last week, she came out and said they may need upwards of 3, 4, 5 vaccines now to really keep your immunity going. She said after a couple months, the vaccine doesn't work. You need a booster shot. And we're going to find out next year, you're probably going to need a 4th and a 5th shot to keep basically your immunity up. That's what she said. Point blank, 3, 4, 5 shots. They're just going to keep injecting everybody until the population starts dropping off like flies from toxicity levels. That's where they're going with this. And the problem is a lot of people are going to comply with it because they don't want to deal with the conflict. I hate to tell you guys, the conflict's on your doorstep whether you want it or not. They've got groups going around knocking on people's doors trying to convince them into getting an injection. You've got basically cities now mandating you have to wear 2 masks. And let me make something very clear. A mandate is not a law. A demand is not a law. A request is not a law. All this mandates that they keep saying, mandate, 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 these have not been ratified by Congress. They are not laws. That's why they specifically call them mandates. You do not have to comply with a mandate. It is not law. And so anybody that tells you otherwise, mandated vaccine, mandated mask, mandated this, tell them to go kick rocks. Leave me alone. It's my religious exemption on all topics, including masks. I cannot wear a face covering and I cannot take an injection. Do not talk to me about it any further or you'll be violating my religious freedom, period. Shut up and leave me alone, basically. Because this is not going to stop until we push back, Doug. And I think everybody now is starting to get a very good glimpse of that, is that it's going to stop whenever we make it stop. The virus is going to be floating around. People are going to get sick. People die. Everybody dies. Once you come to grips with your own mortality, you can understand that you can't live in fear, because the life is so fast that we have and it's over so quickly. Sitting around lamenting about how dangerous everything is completely and totally ruins the short life that you already have. So enjoy it. Do the best you can.
You know, and I agree with you. I think all of this talk about vaccine hesitancy, getting the shot and so on, this is a fear-driven propaganda campaign, okay? It's fear-driven because fear is a great motivator. And to what you said earlier, I was really struggling with the fact, okay, why are they pushing this specific, you know, why now? Why are they pushing this specific, and again, vaccine, with non-vaccine vaccine? Why are they pushing the shot so much and boosters and such? And the rollout of the 5G, which is not really getting a whole lot of mention of late, the more I look at this, and you know, I've done surveillance pretty much all my adult life in terms of from an investigative standpoint. I don't think I could create a better surveillance or system of surveillance of people than this. Okay, now this would have multifaceted uses. So you can actually track people. I believe this to be the case, given the graphene oxide, the interactions and such. and the interaction with the frequency, because there is a frequency associated with this. So how great would that be? So you've got this vast surveillance system. You've got the ability, and I believe this to be the case as well, to, oh, I don't know, maybe control people to some extent. And by controlling, I also mean killing them, depopulation, and also the ability to weaken the immune system. Because think about this, and I know you've talked about this before. Antibiotics trigger superbugs, okay? The overuse, overprescription of antibiotics triggers superbugs, right? So wouldn't it be the same, perhaps, that these jabs are creating or could create superviruses?
It's very possible. I've talked to a doctor in detail about this. And there's another, there was a doctor that was at the school board that brought this up. I talked about it on the show. I posted on the thing I don't have in front of me, but he said the exact same thing. He said, what's going to start happening is you're not going to vaccinate your way out of a respiratory virus that's floating around. What's going to start happening is you're going to start having this mutation, whether or not it's lab-created mutation and they're telling us otherwise, or basically it's natural mutation when you start overusing these injections and keep jabbing everybody. Not to mention this is RNA gene therapy. We don't even know what this does long-term, to be honest with you, Doug. This is all new technology. They probably know what it is because they've worked on it for a while now, but this is something that's never been okay. And so what we're going to start seeing is, I think, the sicker and sicker people get, the more it's going to be blamed on COVID. But in reality, it's going to be the shot that's really starting most of this. And 5G, this was not coincidental that the beginning of 2020, when everything was locked down, everybody's supposed to be staying at home. Everybody's supposed to be, you know, cowering in fear. You don't need to go anywhere. This Chinese Communist Party virus is floating around. Everybody stays at home. But suddenly, I had 5G towers popping up in every direction. I had people sending me photos, emails, 5G towers out of the middle of nowhere, just out of nowhere, look like trees, just pop up out of nowhere. Boom. They're like, I drive this every day, and this whole system has now been erected. Didn't even see them working on it. Just up all of a sudden. Another one. This wasn't coincidental. This whole system went up this fast, and it happened right when everybody was locked down. The 5G system is tying in everybody to Internet of Things. And here's the thing you got to think about with this COVID passport. Right now, you can leave your slave tracker at home. The current cell phone, you know, we already know that they spy and they listen to everything you say on it. They monitor your GPS on it, where you go. That's why I'm very opposed to phones. I try not to use them as much as I can, but for some odd reason, it's life now. People have phones. Well, but any point in time right now, okay, so say I'm in San Francisco. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I have no idea why I live in San Francisco, but just humor me on this. I'm in San Francisco, and I decide, you know, I'm not getting this shot. It's gene therapy. It has not been approved by the FDA. Let's see what happens. I'm just going to wait a while and see what happens with it. And I go, you know what? I don't want to be tracked on my phone today either. I need to go to the store. I got to go to run the gym. I got to run some errands. I'm just leaving my phone at home. I don't want to be bothered. I just need a detox for it. All of a sudden, I show up at the store. I say, we need your vaccine passport. I don't have a vaccine passport. I'm not getting my shot. Well, you don't have your phone with you either. I don't have my phone with you. So you obviously can't show it. Okay. Well, you've got to get law enforcement involved. You're walking around without a vaccine passport now. Well, yeah, I didn't want to have my phone with me. No. You understand? Your vaccine passport's on the phone. You're required to keep your phone with you at any and all times in order to show your vaccine passport on demand to anyone. That's where this is headed. They're going to start making it a crime to go out in public without your vaccine passport, which means you are literally going to be strapped with your phone. Even if you get a fake digital passport, you're going to have to keep your phone everywhere just to function. And so that's why I've told everybody now, this is that line for me. I said it last year and I say it again. This is that hill for me. I will not. I will take this to the very end. Even if everybody else bails on me and turns their back, I will be the last one standing when it comes to holding out on this injection. Because once you give them that permission, once you give them that ability to penetrate you with a hypodermic needle, even though you don't want it, they own you at that point, and it is never going to stop after that. They're going to come at you again and again and again and again and again until you're so sick, you're so debilitated, you're so disease-ridden. They're going to say, oh, man, sorry the vaccine didn't work for COVID. You know, COVID must have gotten you again even after the 17 injections. We probably need to take you to the hospital and make sure, you know, you can die happy there. That's where they're going to take this. They don't care about us. If they cared about our health, they'd be putting news information out on media about basically staying away from sugar. If they care about people's health, why is the vaccine free, completely free to get it, but yet insulin and EpiPens have gone up 300 to 400% in the last couple of years?
Yep. There you go.
Ask that. Insulin is an absolutely inelastic demand curve. People that are diabetic, you have to have insulin. Well, insulin's gone up, you know, $40, $50, $60, $80, $150 now for some of the vials of insulin. EpiPens are up to $400 for a two-pack. I've seen all the way to $700 for EpiPen. Cost up a couple dollars. Epinephrine. All of a sudden now, but that's you can't. Those you have to pay that for those. But the shot's free. Come on in. You get your first and second shot. We'll give you your booster shot for free, too. When you get your fourth and fifth shot, it's all free. I learned a long time ago, Doug, not just economics, but in my very interesting life, especially when I was younger, is that nothing is free. There's always something attached to it. There's always a caveat. Nobody ever gives you something for free. Somebody pays for it somewhere down the line. Now, it may not be you. You may not pay for it. Someone else may pay for it. But nothing is ever free, completely free. And so that's what people have to realize when they're this bent on making it mandatory for you to go get your free shot, but yet insulin and EpiPens have gone up 300 to 400% in the last couple of years. That should tell you very clearly it is not about our health when it comes to this shot.
And, you know, you had mentioned about carrying the phones with you. I believe that to be the case now. And I think that, I think the objective here is so you don't have to carry your phones. They're going to know if you've received the jab or not through some sort of RFID surveillance or some sort of, you know, radiomagnetic or magnetic or RFID surveillance, okay? Kind of like when you walk out of a Best Buy, you know, with a tag still on the whatever you're carrying, okay? It sends off alarm bells. So I think that's where they're headed. That's number one. Number two, Dr. Richard Fleming there was a recent interview with him, and he had talked about SARS back in, what was it, 02, I think it was, being the first kind of iteration of this bioweapon by the Chinese Communist Party in conjunction with, and remember folks, Anthony Fauci, okay, now hold that thought. The coronavirus or SARS-CoV-2 based on the tweaking of the SARS and intermingling with a bat component or a mammal virus is the current iteration, but there's a third in the offing. And if you remember what Fauci was famous for screwing up back in the 80s and early 90s, what was it? HIV. So now you're looking at a HIV, I believe, which is going to be coming out in the near future. So you've got all of this. Meanwhile, and just to put the cherry on top of this, and you stated this perfectly, I believe that those who have been injected with this spike proteins and mRNA chemicals by way of these shots, they're going to continue to develop very serious illnesses, and they're also going to spread those illnesses to others, again, for the purpose of depopulation. I think that's the end game objective here. And especially the elderly, the infirmed, you know, the people who fought at D-Day, if there are any left, get rid of them. And then, you know, the soy puppets, the castrated eunuchs walking around out there, the XXXY, or there's no XY, I guess it's XXYY or whatever genetic, individuals, you know, genetically, confused individuals are going to be running the game here, so or at least just, you know, being subjugated to the jackbooted thuggery and going along with. They're going to be the field snitches in this whole thing. But anyway, that's kind of my thoughts. In a nutshell.
No, you're absolutely right on that, and this is one of the reasons too. And I said on our show this morning when we saw what is going on now, like I told you on CNN, where the children need to be walking around with N95s and be subjected to COVID tests every single week. They're getting this. This is going to be one of the last generations of, I guess you could say, purity when it comes to not having, massive amounts of shots put into them yet. Because I think in the future, the children are basically going to be all DNA controlled. They're going to come in, they're going to start doing all types of CRISPR gene editing on children to even allow them to be born. And so this last generation is going to be primarily the slave puppet generation.
And remember, I just want to interject this real quick. Remember what the Nazis tried to do to create the Übermensch, you know, the super race back in Nazi Germany. And I'll just leave it there. Go ahead.
And you also had the Hitler Youth. Yep. So Hitler said, you know, give me your youth and I'll give you the future. You give me the kids, I'll change it. And you got to think about it. You know, these kids right now, these ones that are 5, 10 years old, it's 2020 right now. So by the time we're basically at 2050, which is where they really want this agenda to be completely implemented, you know, those kids are going to be in their 50s, 40s, 50s, so forth. And so what's going to happen is they're going to be that generation, they'll be this generation. And this is why it's so important to make sure your kids are getting a proper education. That primarily means keeping them out of the public school system if you have to. I know three different family now that they're now doing basically homeschool co-ops. And I myself, we started that with the young kids as well. A lot of people, we're seeing how much these school boards actually care about the kids, how much they absolutely loathe the kids getting an education with their critical race theory, with their transgender studies, with the wear a mask and get your shot and social distance and don't talk to one another and keep getting basically a shot and keep getting more shots and more shots. They don't care about the kids' education. The communists have infiltrated the school system. Point, per example, this year now, there's basically been a decree, Senate Bill 744, signed by Governor Kate Brown, was announced last month, that all Oregon high school seniors will not be required to show proficiency in essential learning skills as a condition of receiving a high school diploma. Meaning, to get your high school diploma, you do not have to be able to read or be able to do math. They cannot ask you to perform any of those, and you do not have to basically show that you can perform any of those. On top of that, Oregon State University and University of Oregon is now doing test optional next year, meaning that applicants who go to school are not required to submit SAT or ACT for entry into college. They basically put their name on the application, they submit it, and they're automatically accepted in. Doesn't matter if they can read, doesn't matter if they can't write, doesn't matter if they're completely illiterate, and they don't even know what colors are and what shapes are, doesn't matter. They're fully accepted into college. And so you see this phase of what they're doing with the kids. And this is why it's so important that your kids know the truth. They know the history. They know about what really happened with the Civil War, the War of Northern Aggression. They know what really happened with the World War II. They know what really happened with all these things that are happening. And they know what's going on. We are seeing now one of the biggest pushes to control every single facet of their lives so they can turn them into good little robots. You and I both know this sex trafficking. We saw this with Epstein. This stuff is so prevalent. It's so horrific. But yet almost all of these upper end people are directly involved in it. That's why they love dominating these children with a mask. Well, if you saw now, Apple is now updating on their 15th update. They now will be having software that will watch and detect any photos that are sexually explicit involving children on your phone. They said they will enable Apple to report these instances to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. They report center of any sexual abuse material and works in collaboration with law enforcement agencies across the country. Its method of detecting known children child abuse material is designed for privacy in mind using the called neural hash. It analyzes an image and converts it and basically uses technology called threshold secret sharing. They then have cryptographic technology allowing Apple to interpret the contents. And then after that, they have somebody view it to make sure it's what it is. And then they go ahead and they send it to law enforcement. If a user feels their account's been mistakenly flagged per Apple, they can file an appeal to have their account reinstated. Now, you know my stance on pedophilia. I think we need to bring back public lynching. And I think that would change a lot of these perverts and would not normalize it. But them trying to say they're going to do this to monitor sexually explicit photos of children and basically stop child porn is what they're trying to imply is so far from reality. It's almost a joke. You and I both know that has nothing to do with what they're actually doing this for.
Hunter Biden.
They're put under the guise. So people go, oh, that's a great idea. Monitor my entire phone. Watch all of my photos. View everything on my phone at all times. This is going to be used and is going to evolve into a system that is going to literally spy on your phone at all times. Everything you do, every phone call, every text, every photo. And then they're going to be able to come back and they're going to say, well, you said this, you said this, you said this. And the second thing that nobody's talked about at all, except me and Ted, if they have the ability to monitor your photos and monitor your cloud, analyze the data image in it, that means they also have the ability to add things to that. Meaning now they can come out to any dissident and say, here you guys, FBI, you need to be known. Mr. John, he went over here and he's got a sexually explicit image that he has uploaded on his phone. You need to go arrest him now. And all of a sudden they show up with a search warrant for possession of child porn. And he goes, dude, I had nothing to do with that whatsoever. I would never be involved in that. Doesn't matter. Apple found it on your phone. You're under arrest and being charged. And think about it. There's going to be no way for you to have any way to prove you didn't have it, because now it's updated on your phone or it's added to your Apple phone or your cloud, and it's there now, and they say it's there, and that's all that matters, and it is done now. Any dissonance, any basically pushback, any denying of stuff that's going on with the government, any, you know, vaccine hesitancy, that's all they have to do now is bam, 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 bam. Drop child porn on your phone. That's it. You're over. It's game over. You're not only is your reputation ruined, you're going to jail. So when I saw this technology come out, they're talking about how complicated it is and how great it's going to be. I just shook my head in disgust. And I said, well, we already know where this is going, because if they actually cared about children, they would shut down Facebook, which is like 60% of child soliciting from sex is on Facebook. They would shut down this underground world that Jeffrey Epstein flew with Bill Clinton and Bill Gates and the whole other list of guys with all these children down the islands. Oh, that, don't talk about that. We need to monitor your phone because it's for your protection. Really? I don't think so. But when I saw that, I was like, here we go now, Doug. More rhetoric and more lies to try to take more of our rights away right in front of our eyes.
You know, you're absolutely right. And you mentioned Jeffrey Epstein. I have seen some things recently here again, working with the teams I'm working with. The Epstein was not an isolated incident, okay? Now, he was one of the higher profile, but certainly not isolated. And the amount of child pornography that's out there right now is just absolutely incredible. And I agree with you. Whatever they can monitor passively, they can actively massage, I guess, you know, upload or, well, hey, take a look at Cheryl Atkinson, what happened to her with respect to her hard drive and her computers back about a decade ago. So this is going to be a way that's going to, again, control people through false arrest, ultimate imprisonment. And by the way, I'm seeing reports of these work FEMA camps, these FEMA camps. And maybe that's not the right term. These utilitarian buildings to house supposedly infectious COVID patients. Okay, I'm not sure how many people are seeing that, but I'm seeing this in different states, and that's disconcerting. So, going back to what we opened the program with, that House resolution, not only for coronavirus or COVID-19, but for other reasons. That's a pretty broad statement. H.R. 4980. Folks, you can look it up yourself. H.R. 4980. Fully vaccinated against COVID-19 and for other purposes. In other words, DHS is going to monitor traveling and interstate travel with respect to air travel, but it's going to be ground travel as well. And if you look at the, I believe if you look at the entire plethora of House resolutions and bills and such, yeah, you can see a connection between incarceration from either incarcerated inside your home or at one of these special camps. Go ahead, sir. We've got about, we only got about 2 minutes left. I can't believe how quickly
it's flies.
Yeah.
No, that's where it's headed, my friends. And this is why I've encouraged everybody. It's been that time to say no. consent is always an option. And this is what they're trying to remove from us. They want to take away your consent. They want to make sure they can do whatever they want to you, and there's nothing you can do about it. The next thing they're going to start going after, again, will be the guns. They're already working on stuff behind the scenes. I've talked to numerous people in the gun industry, and there's all kinds of rumors floating around right now as far as different bills and stuff they're trying to figure out how to ramrod through. The Second Amendment is so effective, and that's the only protection that we've had now. And the next protection is, well, it's basically loaded in the magazines. So I encourage my friends, stay active, stay trained, stay sharp, and continue to stand your ground with this. This is not the time to falter, fall back. This is it. We start falling back now. We start giving in now. It's over with. It's done. They're going to ram it right through, and they're going to tell everybody to like it. And that's why I continue to encourage everybody. If you need anything supplement nutrition-wise, feel free to give us a call at Health Masters. The Doug 5 coupon, I activated that, Doug. So that's hot for the weekend. Be sure cool. to use it on any product.
I love it. Doug 5, coupon code DOUG, number 5, healthmasters.com. Austin, got to go. God bless you. Thank you so very much for all you do.
Sure.
All right. Good night, folks.